day you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy and I'm a rock and roller. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Fight for the USA. I never was captain of a football team. If you ain't never been a prom.
Time for us to delve into a number of days, 365 of them, as a matter of fact, as we get into Michael Harrison's head. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, and as such, he is responsible for a large staff that overviews what's going on in this amazing world we call news talk radio and television, which actually goes further than just the radio and television. Goes into lots of things that are in the so-called new media. So our job here, Michael's going to spend a good deal of time, most of the hour, in fact, as we find ourselves at the end of the year. We have the traditional Talkers year-end list. Not the top 10, but the top 20 stories, top 20 topics. I always like this. The alliteration here is amazingly good, Michael. The top talk topic, the top 20 talk topics, and on it goes. So anyway, we have this to overview, and we'll talk a lot about the issues of the year. We'll talk about some of the personalities that are listed and profiled. If you go to talkers.com, any day of the year, 24/7 website is up, focusing on the people who make this an interesting industry, the people who are hosts, some of the behind-the-scenes things that are going on, formats, radio stations that are involved in the news talk conversation world. It's all what Talkers does, and you can check it out every day at talkers.com. All right, so I've given all of the information that's necessary for people to get the perspective as to why you are here, Michael, and perhaps we start with an overview of the research. How did you do this? That's always a question that people ask me and send emails. How does the...
Do they really?
Yeah, they really do. They want to know how you do this. What kind of... What goes on in that spaghetti that is in the office there?
It's not that hard to do. You just have to do it. It's out there for the public. I mean, it's on the radio. You listen to the radio, and you keep track of what people are talking about. Plus, you understand what they're going to talk about. When you know the industry as well as we do, and you have the connections we do, you find out very quickly not only what they're doing, but how they think. Mm-hmm. And when a story breaks, we know right away, just from how many decades have we been doing this, which one of the stories and the news will be stories that are talked about as opposed to stories that come and go, which are just reported.
You know, I would take this opportunity, just a tip of the hat, because most of the industry, when you and I get started in this, and we both have about the same career longevity, there were a number of publications that focused on the business of radio. And I could enumerate them, not probably important, because most people won't remember them or know who they are or what they are anyway. But as things have progressed over the years, you're pretty much the last guy on the top of the hill. I had a couple of different publications that you involved, but there are really very few anymore.
That saddens me. As a matter of fact, you know, that could be a badge of honor. I could be very proud of the fact that, you know, we're one of the few trade publications left in the radio industry. And between the two that I publish Talkers Magazine, which I guess, you know, is my baby. And I also publish a publication called Radio Info, which deals with music radios. Between the two, I mean, that's it. That's a major publication. There are a handful of others, and they're good. But when you and I were both younger, and it was we called the golden days, there were about five or six times as many publications serving the radio industry. And I could be, you know, we beat our competition.
Ah, yes.
But it saddens me deeply because it's not that we're so good. We've worked very hard, and we're pretty good at what we do. It's that the radio industry has kind of shrunk in terms of how many players are in it, how many people are in it, how many companies own pieces of it. And that saddens me. I cannot tell you how sad I am about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sad reality of where we are, though. And as things progress, we have that because of the reality that there are two or three big companies, maybe four, you could argue, that own a large percentage of the radio stations, and most of the markets are maybe five
right.
companies. I think it through the names of the companies that most people don't know. You know, they're not household names. Well, Clear Channel, I guess, is to a point.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, first of all, the people that are listening to your show are pretty tuned into radio as a business because you talk about it a lot. And I find that people are very interested. You know, here in 2013, about to be 2014, the knowledge that people have of the art forms or the entertainment that they consume is much greater than it was in the past. For example, if you listen to sports talk radio or watch sports talk television, the fans know what the budgets are. They know what the salaries of the players are. They know what's going on behind the scenes. They talk about the business of it as if it were as important or more important than, you know, the X's and the O's. And it's the same thing with everything. When you talk about movies, they talk about how much money the movie grossed at the box office that weekend. Do you remember when you were growing up how they presented movies? 7 Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best
yes.
Lighting, Best Acting.
Yeah.
Critics rave, you know, considered a best. You never knew how much money they made or what was going on behind the scenes.
There was a mystique to it, too.
Yeah, but it was much more focused on the product than it was on the business behind the product. But you have a situation, for example, we had one of the big stories this year was Limbaugh and Hannity negotiating with Clear Channel and Cumulus.
Yeah.
Everybody knew about it. It was
yeah.
in all the newspapers.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're in a different era. People, you know, between social media and between the kind of reporting that we have and the heightened level of information that's available to the public, people know much more about what's going on behind the scenes in the entertainment world than they ever did in the past.
And that's not entirely bad. I mean, I don't care. I don't talk about what I make. I talk about what I lost.
It'd be a short conversation.
Yeah, right. The Sandra Fluke thing you were referring to. You're referring to Hannity and Limbaugh negotiating as to whether they're going to stay on Cumulus stations or go to over to all of the Clear Channel stations. But there also was a lot of discussion about what the comment that Limbaugh made about Sandra Fluke cost the radio stations and programs like mine. In terms of the advertisers, or not advertisers, but the people who are advocates for one point of view or another, going to agitate to the agencies to agitate, and it has changed the advertising business. And whether it is part of our product, we are in a free country, and people are free to express themselves one way or another. But it has it really has affected the business, and some people may not realize it or think they don't care, but ultimately affect the quality of the product that you can hear.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. There's no question. And that's one of the reasons that I am sad about the state of the radio industry, is that the financial problems that the radio industry has incurred over the years has definitely, and I'm honest about it, I'm not a mindless booster of the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an honest critic and supporter of it and observer of it. The financial problems that the industry faces have indeed impeded the quality of the product.
Yes, and in fact, we hope to steer around that, but it does. It affects the quality of everything that we're doing. Meanwhile, the list that is part of the Talker's year-end review will present it for you in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here with us as we review what has happened in this fantastic world of News Talk Radio this past year.
The Guitar Center New Year's Clearance Event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Working sometimes on emotion, because I think some of these issues are issues of emotion, here with a list of the top 20 for the year's end talkers.com is Michael Harrison.
All right, Doug. Here's the way they basically laid out, and there could have been hundreds of stories on this list if we went that deep, but these are the 20 most talked about stories of 2013 on news talk radio stations such as the ones that we're being listened to on now. At number 20, we have the Supreme Court of the United States gay marriage ruling. At number 19, Pope Francis replaces Benedict. At number 18, the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit. At number 17, the North Korea nuke threat. At number 16, we have Egyptian violence and instability. At number 15, Afghanistan security withdrawal. At number 14, the trial of George Zimmerman. At number 13, the ongoing battle about immigration reform. At number 12, the DOJ journalist investigations. At number 11, the Fed stimulus policy tied with the Dow surpassing 16,000. At number 10, the Syria civil war. At number 9, the Iran nuke threat. And at number 8, the gun legislation debate. At number 7, GOP's 2014 and 2016 strategy, which is another way of saying jockeying for position for future elections in the Republican Party. At number 6, the Boston Marathon bombing. At number 5, the NSA domestic spying tied with the Edward Snowden case. At number 4, the debt ceiling tied with the government shutdown tied with a sequestrian battle.
All right, we're going to get to the top 3 in just a moment. Three. Stand by. Top down. Top from the top down.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
From the world of conversation radio, Michael Harrison is here with the Talkers year-end list. We've gone through, and I'll quickly recap just for fun, and then Michael's going to give you the top three, the big stories, the top topics of the year. At number 20, the gay marriage ruling from the Supreme Court. At number 19, new pope in town. Number 18, the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit. Number 17, what's going on in North Korea? Are they really going to drop the nuke? 16, Egyptian violence and instability there. 15, what's going on in Afghanistan? Can you believe we still have troops there? George Zimmerman, number 14 in the trial. The reform packages that have, or in some cases haven't gone anywhere. Immigration reform, number 13. The Department of Justice investigating journalists, number 12. The federal stimulus practices, and the good news from the Dow, which surpassed 16,000 for this year, number 11. The Syrian civil war, number 10. The Iranian threats, number 9. Gun legislation, number 8, the strategy of the Republicans for the next election cycles, number 7, the bombing of the Boston Marathon was 6, the NSA domestic spying case along with Mr. Snowden, number 5, the debt ceiling, government shutdown, that sort of thing, the battle over sequestration, number 4, and now, Michael, you have the honor.
Okay,
presenting the top three.
Number three, the IRS accused of targeting conservative groups. That was a huge story.
Yep.
And number two, the Benghazi attack investigation. That was very big on talk radio. Big story anyway. The talk radio made it its own. And number one is still going on. It's going to probably remain a major story in 2014. Obamacare and the rollout. So those are the big stories. You want to talk about the people?
Why not? Let's go through the list. You have 20 people that are on this list. Again, we've expanded the talkers list. The year-end list has 20 of the top stories, because normally what we do is every week we take into account the 10 things that are making people mumble or crazy by listening to News Talk Radio. There are 10 normally in our weekend cycle, but because it's the end of the year program, we have the 20 hot ones from this past year, whether it be the topics themselves or the people that are focused on in these topics.
We actually, if you look at it closely, we have 21 in the top 20. We have a pair of brothers, and I'll let you wonder who they are. Infamous. At number 20, we have Eric Holder. At number 19, we have Ben Bernanke. We have Pope Francis at 18. Kim Jong-un at 17. The Sarnoff brothers at number 16.
Sounds like a circus act, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've always had trouble pronouncing their names.
Right, that's why you just were very clever. You just gave us their last names. The brothers Sarnoff.
Is it Zakhar and Temerian?
Your guess is good. I'd say I think it is Temerian. Zakhar, the D is silent, yes.
Right. Trayvon Martin is at 15. George Zimmerman is at 14. Number 13, interesting character on the world stage. His name is Vladimir Putin. At number 12, Edward Snowden. Number 11, a woman thrust into the spotlight. I don't think she expected it. Kathleen Sebelius.
Mm.
At number 10, Paul Ryan. He's going to be, unless he runs for president someday and goes further, he's going to be one of those vice presidents that's going to do an American Express commercial someday. I think it's
he has credibility in the financial world for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Chris Christie at 9. Ted Cruz at 8. Number 7, Rush Limbaugh. Number 6, John Kerry. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Harry Reid is 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3. John Boehner is 2. And number 1 is, as it has been every year since we've been doing this, which is almost a quarter century now, Barack Obama. The president, not Barack Obama.
Right, not Obama. But every year since he's been president, he's been number 1. And before that it was Bush, and before that it was Clinton. And
Yes,
that's how it rolls.
Bush.
Yep. All right, so we have now the list. We're going to talk more about some of the nuances of not only the talk world, but some of these stories as well as we continue here.
Head to Sports Authority for our Clear the Gear event going on now. You'll save up to 70% off original prices when we take an extra 25% off our entire clearance selection. That means you'll find great deals on everything from footwear and apparel to outerwear and more. So hurry in or visit sportsauthority.com to get 25% off already low prices on clearance gear for your favorite sports. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now to those thrilling days of yesteryear, those yesteryear days for the days in the year 2013, which is all but poof, all but gonzo. Having fun with the drama here. The essence of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. We're here to underscore the big items from the Talkers year-end list, the stories and the people. So I think as most of the time, if you look at all of these items, you went through from number 20, and now just to sort of underscore how much time was spent on numbers 20 to numbers 4, and then you look at how much time has been spent on these top three items. It really is amazing how, you know, there's a dichotomy for sure here, but there's so much more time than has been spent. And I guess it's appropriate, or is that how they get to be, numbers 3, 2, and 1? Because just the immeasurable time that has been spent, almost to the point of wondering whether there's too much time sometimes spent on these things and the audience doesn't tire of it, Michael. What do you think? What's the research show?
There are issues that programmers think about, and they should think about it even more so. I mean, just like in music radio, how long is a hit listenable?
Yeah.
And usually the DJs, well, when there were DJs, they would be the first to get tired of it. And
you and I were both disc jockeys. Weren't there songs that were presented that we get tired of playing over and over and
yeah,
over?
Yeah, yeah. The DJs would get very tired of the songs, and the listeners have a different timetable on that. And it's the same thing with talk radio. The way we measure it is not just in terms of how much it's talked about. You have the element of time. It's how long is it talked about. For example, Obamacare has been talked about for forever. It goes on and on and on, where some of these stories come and go for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then they're gone. So we have to measure not only how much per show in a given day or a given week, but how many weeks they're on, and also how intense they are. Some stories are more intense than others. So this is an inexact science at best, but it's pretty accurate. I mean, isn't it obvious that the top topics have been the ones that we've said? I mean, if you listen to the medium, you just know it. But all of these year-end surveys, the biggest stories, the most exciting people, blah, 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 in all of the different fields of endeavor are as much art as science.
I think that that's a very good way of putting it. I think I like that. So in regard to number three on the list, why don't we go through these top three and see what it is that we can extrapolate from them that really added to long term. I mean, these things, top three for the year, will they all be forgotten about in 2014?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and sometimes we do forget major stories.
Number one, probably not. Number two, ought to be. And number three, maybe.
I think number three will be forgotten because it's part of a larger concern.
Right.
And that is the Internal Revenue Service and how it operates and what role it plays. Number three is the IRS accused of targeting conservative groups. Let's go through them all. Number two is the Benghazi attack investigation, which talk radio really turned into its own story, more so than any other media. And number one is Obamacare rollout. Now, that's just a huge story everywhere. That is a big story, and it's far from finished. Everybody has been touched by it. As a matter of fact, the story became bigger after it rolled out, when people realized, oh, this is what it's all about. You know, a lot of people didn't realize it would affect them. And boy, did that turn this thing around and make it explode, the Obamacare controversy. But the IRS accused of targeting conservative groups, that's a complicated story, and it really is an example of how, because so many people view what goes on talk radio through the lens of politics, they turn everything that may or may not be a political story into a political story.
Yeah, everything. It gets tiresome. That really gets tiresome. I think it gets tiresome.
I find that very difficult in terms of my role, because anyone who knows me even half well knows I stay out of the political aspect.
Yep.
I try to.
And I do too most of the time, because it doesn't gain you listeners. Ed McMahon taught me that a long time ago. I asked him once, why don't people know? Or I asked him for his political views. We were talking about something that was political because he had been invited by Richard Nixon to put together the in Nixon's reelection, party, the inaugural party. He asked McMahon to do it, put it together. And he said to me, Nixon didn't know what my politics were. And he said, my whole career, nobody knew what my politics were, and they didn't really know what Carson's was either. So that way, you attract the largest, I mean, if you're in that business, you want to attract as many people as possible. And the surest way to send people away is to be discerning, decidedly political.
Yeah, or partisan or biased.
Yeah.
However, in a fractured, I just want to point out, so to the really bright people listening, we don't sound naive, in a fractured marketplace where you only have a slice of the pie as opposed to the days of the Tonight Show when you're trying to get the whole country, sometimes the easiest way to get an audience is to just preach to different choirs.
Right.
But you're going to be limited to that choir. But it is a sure shot that you'll get that choir. Maybe. It's a maybe sure shot.
Depending on how you handle the other elements that are important
exactly.
to doing your job, and that's why Limbaugh is successful, not as successful as he used to be because he's not as amusing as he used to be, but there are, and that's my own pejorative, it's not anybody else's observation, it's just me thinking that Limbaugh, on many of the programs that we used to listen to when he was getting started and really was on a roll, he was genuinely amusing and funny.
Limbaugh was to the conservatives what John Stewart is to the liberals.
Yeah, right.
Limbaugh was tongue in half of everything he did was tongue in cheek. As a matter of fact, so many of the things now that Limbaugh does on a serious level started out as jokes.
Uh huh.
When he was saying things like, you know, with one half my brain tied behind my back.
Now he's serious about it. He believes it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you realize that EIB was a joke?
Yep.
Excellence in Broadcasting Network?
Yep.
There was no such thing. It was a joke. It's like from high atop the, you know, the...
Right.
Whatever, it was a broadcasting exaggeration, and it became real.
Well, his plane. If you've ever seen his plane, it has EIB, the insignia for EIB on the side of it.
Right.
Have you ever seen it? Yeah, that's what's on it. That's the only way you could identify the plane that Limbaugh owns, because it has EIB on the side of the plane.
Now, I guess he takes it seriously.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, because you see, sometimes you make a joke and people don't get the joke. I once made a rock and roll history called The Official History of Rock and Roll. I used to make documentaries, histories of rock and roll back in my rock days. And we were hired by a major network to do a 48-hour special. And we tried to come up with a name and we called it The Official History of Rock and Roll. And we meant that to be a tongue-in-cheek joke. The Official History of Rock and Roll.
And somebody took it to be the official... And an official was no longer in quotation marks.
Right. You know, because how can you possibly have an official history of rock and roll?
It
was meant to, as a joke, saying that everything in rock is subjective.
All right. So here, let me underscore that a little bit by having a conversation about an experience I had working in Cincinnati when I first started doing the Good Day program in 1988. I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati on WCKY. And there was the big stations in town. Excuse me. There was an AM and an FM station, what's the big call?
WKRP.
No. The station, it went right out of my mind. Call letters of it belonged to a company called J-Core at the time. As WLW, maybe it is WLW. Anyway,
it's WLW.
Yeah, it is WLW.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, them, and then there was an FM station attached to it. FM station was the official weather station for the Cincinnati and northern Kentucky market. So they just do it. I mean, who made that decision, or how did they become the official? Just a word that they took. So the guy that was running the station that I worked for had a competing, not only was the talk station a competing station with their talk station, but they also had an FM station that competed with the other one. So he said, he labeled it, and they bought ads in all the newspapers and billboards and everything, the new official weather station for...
That's very funny.
But yeah, it was great.
Yeah, you could only be official if you're sanctioned. You know, for example, Honda, the official car of the New York Giants, you know, that type of thing. They pay for that. But with our official history of rock and roll, just as you mentioned your official thing, nobody got the joke, and nobody laughed at us.
Yeah.
In other words, I figured, you know, people are going to go, ha, 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 the official history of rock and roll. And that became the name of it, and nobody laughed at it. It was never considered to be a joke. And nobody challenged it. Now, we never got one challenge to who died made you king. And I learned a lot from that in terms of how far you can go with absurdity in terms of making claims. And, your story also corroborates that.
Yeah. Talkers.com is the place that people go in the industry. All of the talk radio world sort of reads and looks at this. It's called the Bible of the talk radio industry, the news talk media. In addition to radio, there are a lot of things in there about television, certainly the networks that are practicing the same kind of broadcasting is on a lot of the talk radio programs. There's podcasting that's important there. You see a lot of great podcasts now at talkers.com. I suggest that you go in and check it. So it really is a way to get lost for a couple of hours.
like the people listening to the show have a lot of time on their hands.
Right, exactly. And twice a year, talkers.com publishes the rankings of the top-rated radio talk shows and the hosts. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the Heavy 100 as we continue here in our year-end review of the big talk issues and people.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
This report brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase. According to an IMF study, about one-third of the U.S. unemployment rate is due to the gap between the skills job seekers have and the skills employers need. J.P. Morgan Chase has launched a new program called New Skills at Work to address this challenge. Using data analysis, partnerships with leading nonprofits, and engagement with local leaders, the initiative will support workforce training programs that directly impact local communities. Peter Scheer, head of corporate responsibility for J.P. Morgan Chase.
So the skills gap is a very serious problem. There are 4 million jobs which remain open in the United States, while 11 million Americans are unemployed. This disconnect is in need of a solution, and J.P. Morgan Chase felt it was our responsibility to step up and do our part. So we're investing $250 million over the next 5 years in a collaborative initiative to analyze and to remedy this gap. We will conduct research that explores local-level workforce challenges and scale training models to meet both the supply and demand sides of this critical problem.
For more information, visit newskillsatwork.com.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're bringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% offer valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Talking with Michael. Did I say it sounded like docking, didn't it? It sounded like talking.
It did, yeah.
Talking. I have to be a clear enunciator if I'm going to get away with this for another 25 years or so.
We call it dockers, and we can start a pants company.
Yeah, either that or you can become a ship cleaning. Yeah, you can do any of those things.
Right.
Anyway, Michael Harrison is here from talkers.com. Each year, Michael not only surveying what's going on topic-wise, but hosts. There are a lot of great hosts around the country, although the opportunities are dwindling for sure because of the state of the business. And people sometimes, as I talk lovingly about being a cheerleader for the business, they say, oh, yeah, but you eliminated 340 jobs because all those stations you're on used to have a morning guy. So who are you kidding? And, you know, I guess what do I say to that? It's nothing false in that statement.
Right. One time you could have said, yeah, but by making it easier for radio stations to have programming,
better programming,
more stations.
I've said that. Yes, right. Yeah, I've said that. But it doesn't sometimes go as far as we
hold up anymore. It used to.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So featuring hosts, there is this heavy 100 list that includes both the national and the local people. More women getting on this, even though the numbers of us doing this is dwindling, there are more women. Are there not, or would you say that the ratio is pretty consistent
now? I'd say that the ratio has been pretty consistent. It's slowly, painfully, increasing in percentage of women, but not fast enough to satisfy people.
You know what I'm waiting for? That. Here's what I'm waiting for. With all of the advocacy around, I'm surprised somebody hasn't come to you, especially with what's been going on the last 2, 3, 4 weeks. Is there a black Santa Claus? Should Santa Claus be a woman? That somebody's going to come to you and say, we demand that you have a list of the heavy 100 women. And then somebody will say, heavy 100, you're discriminating because you're calling them fat. And then I want the top 5 or 150 black women in talk
radio.
Well,
what happens is we often are blamed as the messenger.
Yeah.
And we nothing would please me more than to see, 100 heavyweight black women be the top talk show hosts in America. I would report it if it were the case.
Yeah, but there aren't. I can't even come up with one.
We just tell it like it is, that's all. We just tell it like it is. And if anything, we lean toward trying to make it more diverse.
Right.
I'll even admit that, because people look at this as a snapshot of what's going on in our industry.
Yeah.
And so if there's any way, well, I think somebody's important if they are an alternative to the norm.
Yeah.
And they're doing well, so that
all right.
Can get in.
Michael Harrison from talkers.com with our overview of the year concluding.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Lots of things. That was an accounting of something going on. The review of this past week, courtesy now of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, college professor, one of the leading experts on scams and identity theft, and he brings us a lot of expertise in general about how the law plays into some of the top stories for the weekend or the year in this case. But I guess when we get right down to it, the circumstance, Steve, that presents itself here with a continuing conversation about what's happened at Target and what people have to, what can they do. There are, I noticed that the stats have come out for the end of the year, and the I suppose people would take this as good news. A survey by the American Bankers Association revealing the nation's banks prevented an estimated $13 billion in fraudulent transactions during the year, blocking about 90% of attempted deposit account fraud. The amount of prevented fraud is like the $13 billion fine levied against one of the banks for its own fraudulent activity. So sometimes the banks are the enemy. Sometimes it's the hackers who are the enemy. Are we doing a good job of going after these people who are here with one express purpose, and that's to rip you off?
Yeah, the banks actually, we might as well start with something good. The banks have done a much better job, particularly in the last year, in getting their security systems more up to date. Now we'll go over to the other side, the dark side. When you say about going after the people who are responsible, part of the problem is so much of the hacking and scams can be done from a computer a world away. It makes real problems, and that is because, first of all, you don't necessarily have law enforcement with the expertise necessary to combat it. But second, you need cooperation around the world. And there are a lot of countries, particularly in Eastern Europe and China, which are hubs for this kind of international crime. And frankly, the governments there are not terribly cooperative.
Well, they may even be complicit. The government in Nigeria, for example, is complicit in this stuff. And the Chinese government, we think, is complicit to a point. Certainly the North Korean government is complicit to a certain, more than a certain point. And there are other rogue nations around where this sort of thing is encouraged, in fact.
Yeah, very much encouraged. And as a matter of fact, it's almost a kind of international warfare. And it has been done. You mentioned China. China has done a tremendous amount of corporate espionage in this fashion. And, far be it from the Chinese government doing something against it. Like you said, they're encouraging it. So it is a real problem. And frankly, it's going to get much worse in 2014.
So what do you say we do to protect ourselves? If you're predicting it's going to be worse this year, and many other people have said the same thing, you have a website, Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.com, that keeps up with and features the information about these scams as they develop, and you're a visitor on lots of programs, so people respect what you do. But the thing is, how can you possibly anticipate, unless there, I noticed one thing, there was a proposal to have a new card developed, yeah, that would have that code embedded. You had to use a PIN number or something. Problem is, you got to use it. You use it and then hide it in a metal case someplace, because you can't, it can't be in your wallet like all the rest of the stuff that's there, right?
Yeah, because you hit on there's an advantage and a disadvantage. One, yeah, of the advantages of this smart card, which is used in Europe a great deal and would have eliminated the target fraud, is that it generates a new code every time that it's taken and used. And so that does help a great deal. However, a reader can walk by some of these and pick this up. So you have to wrap it in an aluminum foil or, yeah, something else.
It's very handy and convenient.
Yeah, but part of it, there's an interesting lawsuit against Target and saying that they were negligent in their security, and part of it is by not using the technology that is out there for these cards to have the chips in them, which would have prevented that kind of a problem. It's optional with companies for another 2 years before they have to put this in, and the reason they're not putting it in, it's costing them money when they have these kinds of frauds. Very quietly, they pass it on to we, the consumers. So the consumers have got to, rise up and say, this is there. We're using 1960s technology in our credit cards. Europe is using the latest technology. We've got it. Yeah. We've got to be able to use it ourselves.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer for this program, giving his overview of what is probably the most important story of the year regarding the fraud problems we're having. Thank you, Steve. Happy New Year.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.